All right, thanks for joining us. Time now for the plays of the week. Seven straight road game wins coming back from Denver. Coach, a lot of big plays in this game. What are we going to start with offensively?
Well, we'll start with the running game. This was a great start for us here with Deion taking this counter play. And the Broncos here are kind of backing out into a quarters coverage. And so we're kind of have a little bit of a light box here where we pull James and Shaq, and they come and kick out the two outside guys. And the key to this play is the double team block right here between Joe Tooney and Nate Solder on Gotsis.
Whether it was ever Tooney or Solder, or you bring your fullback Devlin in the game and you're comboing him with Mason, really good communication, both guys getting up inside that hole.
Absolutely. This is really a good play here, a good block by David Andrews to block the nose, and this cuts off the backside of the defense. And here's the double team here with Tooney and Solder to the linebacker, and then this is Shaq kicking out and James Devlin pulling up in the hole. So the play really is kind of designed to go here, but when the linebacker plays over the top, then Deion cuts it back into that space. And of course, as usual, we get good blocking downfield from our receivers, from Chris, Julian, Malcolm. Those guys have done a good job for us all year, but that's a nice running lane that we created right there.
Really nice right there. Good vision too.
Good job finishing the run, getting four or five extra yards there by Deion. And so this was a big turnover for us. The Broncos are already in field goal range, very good kicker, so they're probably going to get three here. The interception by Logan, of course, takes their points off the board and eventually sets up a touchdown, field position for a touchdown for us. But Logan does a nice job here of being aware of the down and distance, the sticks, and he undercuts that route just a little bit past the sticks there. The other good part about this is the pass rush. We get a good game here with penetration and the end coming underneath. Forces Simeon to kind of throw a little bit out of the well there, put a little air on the ball, and Logan makes a good play. And then just defensively, just watching these guys hustle to get downfield to try to make a block to get a few extra yards or help Logan score. It's a very good team defense.
And I noticed that the last couple weeks too, whether they're around the ball, point of attack, around the tackle box. You know, maybe it's because of the opponent, people don't get excited, but it's a big game. I don't remember the last time your defense got this excited in between series.
Yeah, there's a lot of great energy on the field. And after we got the turnover, we hit a couple of passes, this being one of them down here, to Julian into the flat. Turns this into about a 12, 14, second and 14. So gets us out of a long yardage situation. Sometimes, as you know, Scott, it's easier to pick up second and 14 than it is to pick up third and 14. So if you can get a play that can get you that yardage on second down, sometimes less pass rush and fewer coverages to deal with. So this is a nice nice job here, nice execution, and good job finishing the run by Jules.
I don't know about you, but I like second and two. I'll let this guy here pick up second and 14 all day long.
Yeah, just third and 14 we really don't like.
All right, a little stack motion here. What do we got?
Yeah, this is another part of the running game here with Marty coming across in motion. And this time, instead of bringing the play back to the weak side like we did before, James comes in here and whams on the defensive tackle. And we create a little seam there on a good downhill run right in the off-tackle hole. So you can see the play here from the end zone. We're going to blast the three technique.
Now, three technique means he's outside shade of the guard.
Right, so right. This is the one gap, this is the three gap, this is the five gap, and that's the seven gap. So the three gap is the guard tackle gap, the three technique. So Shaq comes in here, pins the linebacker, James whams on Gotsis. This is Edelman coming in here and cracking on Stewart. So there's some good space to run there. Deion sees it, gets through there. And again, good job of finishing the run here, breaking a tackle, and getting a few extra yards there after Tlaib makes the initial hit.
That's great for a guy that size to scoot through about 5-6 yards before he even gets touched.
Yeah, it is. Sure is. But, the thing about the running game was that gave us some opportunity to possess the ball and stay at a long yardage. But as we'll see in a minute, it opened up some play-action opportunities.
All right, let's flip the field here.
Yeah, the punting game was big for us in terms of field position. This is, when you see this, Slater getting triple-teamed over here with two guys on the line and then deep safety. So, three players on him, that creates the opportunity for our other gunner, Jonathan Jones, and also our inside coverage. We got real good coverage here. This is a big hit by Mingo making the play here. So If they want to take out our outside guys, then we got to get the place in the inside guys. Ryan Allen did a great job, gave us some good punts, and we covered well as a team. Both of the gunners, Jonathan Jones, are covering that first fumble and inside. So here's Mingo right here on the left side. It's a good aggressive play, getting off the line of scrimmage, and he sees another player running down the field here, looking to block Ebner, and so he was able to, free Nate up, and then Mingo comes down here and does a nice job running through the tackle. Good tackling technique, shoulder wrap up, keep the feet moving, drive through, knock him back.
That's a good play right there. You guys really flipped the field in this game too. Even when you got backed up, the ability to kick the ball out and down it and not have that return.
Right, and so we ended up in a similar situation here now after an exchange of punts where we got the ball at midfield.
Right.
And then this field position play, led to, putting the offense inside the 10-yard line. Another real good kick from Ryan, and a great job by Slater of, playing past the returner, getting down here to the, inside the 10-yard line, finding the ball and downing it. So the field position we got in the punting game, as you said, getting out of the hole and also from the plus 50, putting them in a long yardage or in a long field was a big advantage for us. So after the quarter change, this is a 3rd-and-1 play. And first of all, Denver goes on the quick count. A really good alert play here by Flowers. Trey's alert on the quick count, and you can see he gets a great jump on the snap. Is able to split the protection. And then Malcolm Brown comes around to finish the play. So the good punt down there, defensively being able to make a stop, get the sack, get the ball back in good field position, that led to more points on the board.
It's nice to get a rush when you're rushing 4 guys instead of having to bring 5, 6, maybe a secondary personnel.
Yeah, of course. Yep, and just jamming these tight split receivers up, forcing the traffic and congestion there is really, you can't throw the ball quickly because the route hasn't dispersed yet. And the quarterback has to hold the ball with the congestion on the receivers. That gives the rush a chance to get there. It's a big play for us. So after we get the ball back, we get the ball at takeover around midfield. Again, we talk about the running game, and then that always helps the play action game. So here we have a good run fake. You can see all 9 Bronco defenders are within a couple of yards of the line of scrimmage. Bennett's able to clear linebackers, and now you've got a guy wide open coming over the weak side of the formation. So, without all those runs, plays like this probably aren't as open as this one is. Marty does a good job after the catch of piling up some yardage, gets us down to in the scoring range, and kick the field goal here to make it a 10-point, 13-point game.
It's nice to have a tight end at 6'7", 265 pounds.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right, Coach, good luck this week. Go get him. All right.
Thank you.
There's your plays of the week. We'll see you next week.